I suppose firstly, Emer, looking ahead to this All-Ireland final, I mean, there's no easy task, and certainly at the biggest stage of all, it's not going to be easy.
No All-Ireland final is ever going to be one easy, and especially against, you know, when you're coming up against teams like Kilkerry and Clonmurray, it's going to be a really, really tough battle. Obviously, they're going to be really hungry to win. They've been kind of knocking at the door the last few years in the semi-finals. They've been very unlucky to not make it to the final, so they're going to leave no stone unturned, and they're going to bring it to us on Saturday, so we better be prepared for that.
You're going to bring it to them, I'm sure, as well. When you're going into a final trying to retain a title, does that make it easier or harder, knowing that you've been there before, you've been through the motions, but then obviously the pressure is on to try and keep that cup?
I suppose it's still just an All-Ireland final. You have to battle it out and you have to work just as hard as ever. I suppose when you have that cup, we want to hold on to it tight and we don't want to let anyone take it off us. So maybe we're just really determined to not give it back to anyone else. But as I said, it's still a match. It's still 60 minutes and you're going out on that pitch the same as you were last year. So I think it's the same battle, and it'll be a very tough battle. But as I said, when you have the cup, you don't want to let go and give it to anyone else.
Twice you've played already in two All-Ireland semi-finals, including last year and back in 2015. Of course, you've had the better of them. They'll be hoping for a third time lucky. There's a little bit of luck needed in All-Ireland finals as well, because to get to this stage, you have the good skill, but the little bit of luck is always required also.
Yeah, you know, the margins, it's a game of inches really at this stage. When you get here, there's nothing between the teams, so, you know, everyone can go out and perform. As you said, a little bit of luck on the day can change it. So, you know, it's going to be a really tough battle. We met them last year. They gave us an incredible game up above in their own pitch. And I think that game really stood to us when we advanced on to the final. We met them in 2015. I think we only won that game by a point. And that was another really, really tough battle below when we're in Abbey. So, you know, they definitely will be hungry to get one up on us. And as I said, this is their first time coming into a final. So they'll be very excited to hopefully take home that cup. So we'll just have to try and bring our own game and, as I said, hold on to that cup that we have.
You obviously won in Parnell Park last year, beat Foxrock Cabinteely in that All-Ireland final. Obviously, Kilkerry and Clonmurray beat Foxrock Cabinteely in the semi-final this year. So, it's a big competition, but a lot of the same teams are around as well. You know, the standard is pretty high.
Yeah, really high. Like, if you look at who's come through and the provincial titles in the last couple of years and played in the semi-finals and the finals, it's a lot of the same teams just playing each other, and the results have fluctuated up and down, you know, different teams beating each other other years. So, as I said, it's a game of inches. There's absolutely nothing between the teams when you get to this stage. So whoever you're meeting, whether it's a semi-final, whether it's a final, it's going to be a really, really tough battle, and they're going to put it up against you. No matter if it's their first time there, it's their fifth time there, everybody wants to win an All-Ireland final.
Everyone wants to be back in Croke Park as well. It's where we are for the captain's day. Unfortunately, the club finals aren't here, but you'd love to maybe get the chance to go up those steps in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Look, as I said, it doesn't really... they were asking about the venue change earlier. We just want to play a match, a 60-minute game. We're not going to worry about things that we... you know, they're out of our control. We can't manage that. So the venue has been changed. We're playing in Limerick. It's a really good pitch. It's been televised, so we're delighted about that. And we're just there to play football. We'll get over everything else.
Yeah, you mentioned the venue, I suppose, so we have to mention that. Parnell Park it was last year. Parnell Park it was up until Saturday, and then obviously for a team from Cork, for a team from Galway, Limerick is the central venue, and that's where it's going to be, the LIT Gaelic Grounds. I suppose it is kind of upset preparations maybe a little bit in the background. Supporters might have booked hotels, trains, etc., but overall it's the right decision.
Yeah, look, geographically it makes a lot of sense for the match to be on in Limerick. As you said, it might have, you know, upset plans and schedules for supporters coming in for the management team, but as a group of players, it hasn't affected us at all. Limerick isn't a far spin from Moran Abbey, so as I said, we're just concentrating on our training this week, and it doesn't matter where the match is played, we're just ready to play.
And good news is that everyone's available for selection as well. You had some injury worries at the start of the summer, but everything's come right now.
Yeah, I suppose at the start of the summer we had a good few players with niggles, and that does worry you, but thankfully... you know, we had excellent physios and we had excellent rehab programs, strength and conditioning training. There was a huge emphasis put on it, and it has got everybody back up on their feet, and I suppose this is the time to be coming right. So thankfully we have a full squad for Saturday.
In terms of preparing for the weekend, do nerves come into it? Does it help that you've been there before and gone through the motions, or do you still have those butterflies in the stomach, or are you calm and composed as always?
I think that there is a small bit of nerves. I think that that's a very natural thing, and it would be kind of worrying if you weren't a small bit nervous, because it just means so much to everyone. But I think we were only reflecting on it the other day. Last year, what really stood to us was how calm and composed we were leading into that final and playing that match. So we're trying to reiterate that now this year and just have that same calmness, and just trust in ourselves and be confident that we can go out and perform. But as I said, there's a small bit of nerves, but that's natural, and you'd be worried if they weren't there.
All the best for the weekend.
Perfect. Thanks very much.